Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetix. My name is Ike Donald. I'm a leadership, peak performance, and strategic management expert. I'm also a crusader for national peace and transformation. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yemsonwike, the initiator of Rivetix.
Greetings to our most tolerant people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetix on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that tolerance is given to every other human being every right that you claim for yourself. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day for Tolerance, coming up today, November 16. On its 50th anniversary, UNESCO's member states adopted the Declaration of Principles on Tolerance. Among other things, the declaration affirms that tolerance is neither indulgence nor indifference. It is respect and appreciation of the rich variety of our world's cultures, our forms of expression, and ways of being human. Tolerance recognizes the universal human rights and fundamental freedoms of others. People are naturally diverse. Only tolerance can ensure the survival of mixed communities in every region of the globe. In the modern world today, tolerance is more essential than ever before. This is an age marked by the globalization of the economy and by rapidly increasing mobility, communication, integration, and interdependence, large-scale migrations and displacement of populations, urbanization, and changing social patterns. Since every part of the world is characterized by diversity, escalating intolerance and strife potentially menaces every region. It is not confined to any country, but is a global threat. Along with outright injustice and violence, discrimination and marginalization are common forms of intolerance. Education for tolerance should aim at countering influences that lead to fear and exclusion of others and should help young people develop capacities for independent judgment, critical thinking, and ethical reasoning. Tolerance at the state level requires just and impartial legislation, law enforcement, and judicial and administrative process. It also requires that economic and social opportunities be made available to each person without any discrimination. Exclusion and marginalization can lead to frustration, hostility, and fanaticism. In order to achieve a more tolerant society, states should ratify existing international human rights conventions and draft new legislations where necessary to ensure equality of treatment and of opportunity for all groups and individuals in society. Tolerance is necessary between individuals and at the family and community levels. Tolerance promotion and the shaping of attitudes of openness, mutual listening, and solidarity should take place in schools and universities and through non-formal education at home and in the workplace. The communication media are in a position to play a constructive role in facilitating free and open dialogue and discussion, disseminating the values of tolerance and highlighting the dangers of indifference towards the rise in intolerant groups and ideologies. Education is the most effective means of preventing intolerance. The first step in intolerance education is to teach people what their shared rights and freedoms are so that they realize the need for mutuality in respecting the rights of others and enjoying respect of their rights by others. It is essential for international harmony that individuals, communities, and nations accept and respect the multicultural character of the human family. Without tolerance, there can be no peace, and without peace, there can be no development or democracy. Our guest speaker today is Mr. Ike Donald, a leadership performance and strategic management expert. He will be sharing his insights on the subject. Please enjoy the episode, and best of all, put the valuable lessons learned to very good use. A distinguished people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix, your favorite character building show. My name is Ike Donald, and I will be the host for today. I'll be speaking on tolerance. It is its importance to national peace and unity, and how we can become better people by expressing it. This is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day for Tolerance. Tolerance is needed in all phases of life, and on every level and on every stage, because it plays a vital role to establish peace and love from the smallest unit up to the highest unit of the society. In an age where the electronic media has drawn us closer together into what is called a global village or a global society, its benefit will only be felt when mutual respect and understanding prevails. If instead of good feelings, hatred emerges, if restlessness of such heartfelt peace, then we must accept that this is not progress, but is something that will take us towards unexpected results. In this globalization, where people of different backgrounds, cultures, and religions are living together, and where the world has become multicultural and full of diversity, establishing tolerance and harmony has become very crucial and important, and fostering mutual love and affection has become vital. Without tolerance and harmony, the lasting peace of society cannot be maintained, and loyalty for each other cannot be established. Loyalty is born from feelings of love and affection. At a personal level, the feelings of love strengthens the feelings of loyalty. At the family level, the feelings of love and maturity to tolerate one another builds the family and enable every member of that family to live life to its fullness. At the societal level, when a citizen loves his nation, he exhibits loyalty and devotion and makes sacrifice for the sake of the nation. Love is a compeller of greatness. It was love that made men like Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., etc. to sacrifice for their nations. Love has the capacity to bring out and deliver the best of things. Your love for your nation compels you to protect and preserve her with deep and intense passion. Lovers are builders. They are never destroyers. They always seek for the peace and stability of their nation. To build a nation, you must not compromise your standards. Integrity and character must be maintained. When standards are lowered, standards like tolerance, equality, respect, and value for humanity, your nation bears the brunt, which leads to destruction and disaster and mediocrity. Nation building demands love, tolerance, respect for one another. For you to love, build, and enjoy your nation, you must connect to the source of love. What does it mean to love your nation and express tolerance in your relationship with your fellow citizens? It means to have a deep and intense passion for the development and comfort of your nation, to live in peace with her citizens and strictly obeying the laws that govern her, protect her and her structures from collapse by upholding and promoting godly values, to do everything positive and possible to restore her lost glory. In 1963, during the March in Washington for Jobs and Freedom, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, in which he advocated for a world of tolerance and equality through nonviolence means. He said, "I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold this truth to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today." Let me ask you this question. Do you have a dream for your nation? Do you have a dream for our beloved River State? I made a statement days back. I said, nations are not built on natural resources. Nations are built on dreams. in 1915, after spending 21 years working as a lawyer, activist, and community organizer in South Africa, helping indigenous people against British colonizers, Gandhi returns to India to help his homeland fight for freedom through nonviolence and tolerance. He made some powerful statements during his days. He said, "Intolerance is itself a form of violence and an obstacle to the growth of a true democratic spirit." He also said, "The need of the moment is not one religion, but mutual respect and tolerance of devotees of different religions." Friends, if sentiments of love do not exist, then the spirit of sacrifice cannot be formed. Unless a person loves another, he can never have good feelings in his heart towards him or her, and cannot faithfully fulfill the rights due to that person. Lack of tolerance, my friends, leads to fighting, violence, and finally it destroys the peace and security of society. When people fail in their arguments, they become intolerant, and then they use force and aggression to support their points. That is wrong. We have seen considerable incidents in recent history where, because of lack of tolerance, people have attacked people of other faith, their places of worship, their communities. How nice it will be if everyone tries to express himself in a decent and respectful way with tolerance. Why hate? Why destroy people and their properties? Why kill your brother because of his decision to either be a Muslim, a Christian, or even a free thinker? We must decide on this beautiful day to put love and respect for humanity before religious, ethnic, or political sentiments. The world is full of diversity, and that is the beauty of our universe. If there had not been any diversity, the world will appear boring and unattractive and without any competition. The worldwide celebration of the International Day for Tolerance was an annual observance declared by UNESCO in 1995 to generate public awareness of the dangers of intolerance and to help people understand the importance of tolerance. The annual celebration of this day reminds us how important and crucial these values are. And it does not mean that we only observe tolerance on this day, but this day is just a reminder so we carry on these values throughout the year and beyond. The word tolerance means the willingness to accept or to tolerate, especially opinions or behavior you may not agree with, or to behave sensibly with those who are not like you. It means showing respect for the race, gender, opinions, religion, and ideologies of other people or groups, and to admire the good qualities and good work of others, and also to express one's point of view in a decent and respectful way while respecting the sentiments of others. Tolerance can be shown in many ways, on different occasions, and at different times. A person might fully disagree with another on any issue, from religion to politics, while at the same time honoring and respecting those with different ideas and opinions, and treating them with full dignity and honor. Tolerance does not mean that only one person or party shows tolerance and the others do not. When some people disagree on a certain issue, they must advocate and express their opinion in a respectful manner, and hateful and provocative words should not be used. Tolerance must be shown from sides on every issues in order for it to be effective. We'll go on a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue. Stay tuned.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, he's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you're the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in into this program, my name is Ike Donald, and this is your favorite weekend character building show. We've been talking about tolerance as we join the United Nations to celebrate International Day for Tolerance. At this section, I want to be talking to us about how we can build ourselves to tolerate one another. And the number one way we can do this is to try to empathize with one another. A good first step to tolerating others in a tricky situation is making a conscious effort to empathize with whoever you are having any form of dealings with. The world needs people who can empathize with the other, and in that way, people will know that you truly care about them and love can be fostered. All right. Number two, ask for an explanation. I've seen people who just start talking, or they don't really understand what the other person is saying. They want to contribute, they want to come in. Rather than seeking to understand, they want to be understood first. That is not the way to live life. You must try to get an explanation for whatever discussion or in any discussion you are having with anybody. When you seek for understanding, when you seek for an explanation, when you seek to understand what a person is saying, you will be able to have an in-depth knowledge of who the person is and where the person is going to. And in that form of discussion or relationship, you're going to have a smooth ride. Number three, ignore your differences. I've seen people whom, because they have some amount of money or they've attained a particular height in the society, they see others as inferior to them. You're a Christian, I'm a Muslim. Because I'm a Muslim, I cannot relate with you. No, that's not the way we will grow. If we must make a progressive headway in this country, we must lay aside our differences. One way to deal with a difficult situation is just to try to ignore your differences. All right? This is a more better way to dealing with people. Number four, address a conflict. If you're struggling to empathize or to ignore the situation and you're finding it hard to tolerate, you can try to address it by reaching a form or a kind of conclusion or resolution. Always seek to live in peace. Always go for the side of peace. Conflict in a complete sense is not healthy for a peaceful or a more progressive society. We must try to resolve our disagreements. When we seek to do this, when we seek to live with one another in a manner where whatever disagreement that comes up, you will see how you will try to resolve it in a peaceful manner, you will discover that we will not have crisis, we will not have conflicts, we will not have violence. All of these will not occur. Number five, value differences. An important part of developing a more tolerant outlook is learning to appreciate and value differences. People who value differences and diversity are generally more tolerant of others and are less stressed by ambiguity and uncertainty. Listen, there is something unique about your neighbor. There is something unique about your brother. There is something special about your brother or your fellow citizen who may not be a part of your religion, who may not be a part of your political group, who may not be a part of your community. The truth is, if you value the difference in the other person, you'll be able to harness the gift and you'll be able to get something good from that person. Whenever you close your eyes to the differences in other people, in other culture, in other tribe, you are closing your eyes or you're shutting yourself away from the good that can come from that person or from that tribe. Number six, learn about other people and their culture. When last did you Google or try to learn about someone's culture? You've had people around you who are not from your community, who are not from your tribe. Have you asked them, what is your tribe like? What are your culture? What are your traditions? And see how you can learn something good from it. See how you can embrace something powerful or positive that can in turn affect your life positively. The truth is, there are cultures that are beautiful. And I also want to advise you, travel out. Go out for a holiday, this coming festive season, decide to go to another tribe. You could travel to the east, you could travel to the west, and learn something that is powerful and unique about them. We'll be going for a short break, and when we come back, we're going to conclude on this topic. Please stay tuned.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back, friends. If you're just tuning in, this is your favorite weekend character building show. My name is Ike Donald, and we've been discussing about tolerance as we join the United Nations to celebrate the International Day for Tolerance. And I've been talking about how you can build yourself to be able to tolerate one another. And I will look out the second to the last point I have here for you. Analyze your intolerant feelings. Understanding the context and the roots of your intolerant feelings may help you to recognize and challenge them. Think about why you've been judgmental towards others in the past. Think about why you always want to segregate, why you want to say to yourself, I don't belong to these people. Let them go their way so I will be on my own. Such feelings is not healthy at all. I will advise you, you start looking for solutions, start looking out for ways you can help yourself. Because if you still nurture such feelings inside of you, you will end up becoming someone people will be afraid of. And I know you don't want to be that kind of a person. You should strive to change whatever feelings of intolerance you've been having or nurturing all this while. Finally, foster your own self-esteem. Sometimes people who don't feel happy in themselves or have low or negative self-esteem are those most likely to be intolerant of others. I've experienced it over the years, and I've come to discover that sometimes people feel that you are proud. Sometimes they call you an arrogant person, not because you are truly the person they say you are, but it's because they have a low self-esteem. They are unable to walk up to you to talk to you. And when they cannot approach you, they start calling you names, or they start treating you in a manner that it's inappropriate. Alright, so if you're having such kind of feelings, or if you are having a low self-esteem, please look for a counselor, look for a life coach, talk to the person, and I believe they will help you. Alright, finally, I'll be sharing with you on how to promote tolerance in your own community. Number one, if you must make that happen, make people feel special, safe, and loved. Don't spare words of praise or affection. When people do something that is nice, something that is worth celebrating, please go ahead, celebrate them. Celebrate them for what they've done. Show them that you love them. The truth is, everybody wants to be loved, including you, my friend. You want to be loved. So the way you want others to treat you, do same to your next neighbor, to your brother, to your sister. Number two, use positive comments to shape and reinforce people's behavior. Don't criticize people. Listen, let me tell you, the more you criticize someone for the wrong he or she has done, the more the person will feel unsafe, and he or she will end up continuing that act. But if you give positive comments, if you try to correct the person in love, the person will look for ways to change such kind of character or attitude. Number three, model tolerance and respect. I understand that in our society today, I don't know what has led to such kind of behavior amongst the youth, but I've come to discover that respect is no longer functioning in our society. You see the elderly being disrespected by the younger ones, and the younger ones will one day become elderly, and those coming at the back behind them will also do the same to them. Please, our world will not be safe if we don't try to model respect and tolerance. Being able to accept one another's differences can have positive effects on one's well-being. Being tolerant removes one's self-imposed barriers and allows one to think more broadly and enjoy greater inner peace. My friends, tolerance leads to less stress and greater happiness in the overall community. I want to urge you, the best way we can grow, the best way we can develop is to live a life of tolerance. When you tolerate your brother, you tolerate your neighbor, no matter what they've done, there is always a way to solve any form of challenges or challenge you find yourself with anybody. The best way to live life is to tolerate one another. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.